So, if you're watching Parliament yesterday on its opening day for the new government, they could not have cocked it up more spectacularly. Trevor Mallard was expected to be elected the new Speaker without too much drama. National, though, worked out Labour turned up five MPs short, so they called their bluff on a scrap that had been unfolding last week on select committee places. Now, National had 96, they were ropeable, they wanted 108, Labour had to cave. So a good day for the new opposition leader.
Didn't know its own numbers, took the risk of losing a vote on the Speaker, the most powerful position in Parliament.
Jacinda, though, put on a brave face.
We chose not to have a vote because we didn't think that was getting Parliament off to a good start.
So is the lack of experience factor an issue for the Coalition? Former United Future leader Peter Dunn is with us on this morning, Peter.
Good morning, Mike.
That reeked of newbies being outsmarted by the experience, didn't it?
Yes, it did. And I think that National will be cock-a-hoop. It's not only won the point on what happened yesterday, but more importantly, it's won the point on the select committees, which now means that there'll be more National MPs on select committees. They will be more difficult to control in terms of getting government legislation through. So it's won sort of the first skirmish, but it's also laid down the path for winning the war as well.
How does Labour turn up with five MPs short? Who's in charge of that?
Well, the Labour Whip's office needs to know where its MPs are at every point in time, whether they've legitimately got leave, all that sort of thing. So there's been a real failure there. It's not clear whether they were all Labour MPs or whether there were New Zealand First and Green MPs involved, in which case there's probably a bigger issue about coordination between the three parties, and that could become an ongoing problem.
That committee issue, so 96 to 108, what tangible difference does it make for National?
Well, it means that I think only five of the committees now will have a government majority on them. So then every other case, they'll have to come to deals in the select committee. If they can't reach a deal in the select committee over a bill, then it's returned to the House unamended, which means that the House has to start the whole process of making amendments to bills, which simply slows the whole legislative program down. So this could be quite a serious control, if you like, if National chooses to go down that path.
Take us inside Parliament, because this was a bit of a train spotter's day in that sense, but is it not fair to suggest that parties draw tremendous confidence from a day like that for National? If you're a National, you're feeling good about yourself.
Look,
now,
the analogy I always use is it's like the first few minutes of a rugby test, you know, the first couple of scrums, who's on top, sorting each other out. It happens every day at question time. It's that who gets the edge. Now, you'd have to say yesterday National not only won the first couple of scrums, it's got a pushover try fairly early on, and that will give them a tremendous morale boost as they go into the rest of the session. Whether, of course, it continues, time will tell. I think there's a little caution in this, though. It used to be Keith Holyoake's maxim that the first step to for an opposition winning was to show that the government couldn't control Parliament. Once the public saw it couldn't control Parliament, then they, you know, couldn't control the country was the next step to follow. But I think National's got to be very careful about overplaying its hand and being seen to become sort of silly and petty just for the sake of it. Yesterday's events, in the grand scheme of things, were not that dramatic. The bigger issue, as I say, was around the select committee. So, yeah, good on them, but I think they've got to be very judicious about how they play that card, lest the public tire of it.
Good on you, mate. Nice to catch up with you. Peter Dunn, former United leader.